to worship. As we're preparing to celebrate Christmas this week, this idea of God with us and God in us has just been resonating with me. So I'm going to read briefly out of John 1 before we start. In the very beginning, the living expression was already there. And the living expression was with God, yet fully God. They were together face to face in the very beginning. And through his creative inspiration, this living expression made all things. For nothing has existence apart from him. Life came into being because of him, for his life is light for all humanity. And this living expression is the light that bursts through gloom, the light that darkness could not diminish. Then suddenly a man appeared who was sent from God, a messenger named John, and he came to bear witness to the light. Jesus is the light of truth that came into the world and shone upon us all. He entered into the very world he created, yet the world was unaware. He came to the very people he created, to those who should have recognized him, but they did not receive him. But those who embraced him and took hold of his name were given authority to become the children of God. The living expression became a man and lived among us. And we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So, what an incredible reality. Just keep playing. Let's wait 1 minute and just be quiet before the Lord. Let's reflect on God with us and God in us. He is the express image of the Father, and he is with us and in us. Let's just be quiet before the Lord. Conscious of the fact that you're in our midst. What a pleasure to stand before you as believers and worshiping together. And just remind us all that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. We acknowledge you this morning. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we pray for grace to worship in new light with new living understanding. For your Son is the worthy one, full of grace and truth.
So how many have done a Christmas party with the company or something where you do the little white elephant thing? And we put a limit on it. No more than $5, $10, whatever, because you don't want the person to really know how you feel about them, that kind of thing. So in this season of giving, I'm not sure if we named it that for the right reason, because it's all about presents, gifts, but we have the most lopsided exchange that has ever occurred. We showed up with a check stub that says the wages of sin is death, and in exchange we get the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we didn't have anything to do with it. We played no part in that other than believing and receiving. And the faith that we needed to believe, that was a gift too. That wasn't even our own to claim. And I think at the end of this crazy year, there's a possibility that something that we're doing here this morning should be teaching us something about what's going on around us. Because I'm pretty sure having a house full of cootie-ridden women here a couple weeks ago, it doesn't matter what you eat or don't eat, doesn't matter how much hand sanitizer you're swimming in or how many thousand times a day you wash your hands, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. And it's not the vaccine that's going to cure you. And just like we had nothing to do other than accepting and believing what we hold in our hands, we have to stop thinking that it is our efforts that are protecting us from what's going around. It is the grace of God that is giving you the breath that you are utilizing in your chair this morning. And we have to understand that, not just for eternal things, but for daily things. For the next beat of my heart, there went six of them right there. Those came from Him. The ability to walk up and give you a hug, mask free, is a gift from Him. And as we sit around our... Did you ever think about it? This is the only time you get to all gather around a dead tree and eat candy out of old socks hanging on the wall. So, as you know, I have no problem eating candy out of old socks. That's why I didn't get the cooties when it was going around my house. But we have to understand that our breath, our life, the continuation of it, not just for eternity, but for today, is from Him exclusively. Not anything of our own doing. And we need to thank Him. What an amazing gift you have demonstrated, that while we were sinners, you gave your very best to die for us. We stand amazed in your presence and wonder how you could love us, a sinner condemned unclean, and yet you gave everything you had. And it left us with nothing to do but receive and believe. And we do that for eternity, and we do that for today. We do that for forever, and we do it for now. Thank you so much for your gift of life. Life right now. Life for eternity. You are such an amazing God. such an amazing Father. You are my Father. What an incredible thing. We honor you this morning. We give you glory because you alone deserve it all. You are worthy of all of it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Continue in worship, if y'all want to stand. Start our time of tithes and offerings as well. I thought Ben did a great job of talking about the generosity of God in this season. Just celebrate the goodness of God our Father. So if you would like to give this morning, we have a basket up here, boxes in the back, and you can give online as well at Bridge of Hope. Just acknowledge again one more time in prayer just the goodness of the Father as we give back into kingdom work through this house. So Father, we love you. We thank you so much for your goodness and your kindness. That when one drop of royal blood would have sufficed, you gave your entire Son, crucified like a criminal. You are extravagant in the gift of this man, Jesus. We thank you that those of us who were far off have been brought near by his blood. We acknowledge your generosity and your goodness. We give you thanks today for your goodness toward the sons and daughters of men. Father, we bless the seed of this house, the finances of this house, and the families herein. I pray that there would be a remarkable increase in the kingdom through our sowing of seed, through our generosity. You know, if you're going through a difficult time right now financially, I just want to remind you of Matthew 7, 6, 5, 6, or 7, that you are of more value than the sparrows, than the birds of the air, and the grass of the field. So right now, I just want to speak against anxiety as it relates to finances. That same good Father who did not withhold his own Son has the capacity to make ends meet when it doesn't look like there's a way. So where there's tension financially in this house right now, I speak a word of peace, the shalom of God, the provision of God right now. Through the goodness of God, the extravagant generosity of God. Where resource has been locked up for a variety of different reasons, right now just speak, be freed, be set free, divine finance and divine, not even just divine finance, divine resource for your life, A touch from the Lord is what some of you need. It's what I need. So right now, again, just the seed of this house, the resource of this house being blessed, being divinely touched.
as we cry out in worship. Thank you.
wanted to read something from the Gospels, the Christmas story. We were watching as a family, I think it was last week, The Chosen. I'm sure some people in here have seen it. We're huge junkies for The Chosen. But they did a Christmas, probably like a 20-minute video on the Christmas story. And it was, it's about the Lord, but it's really about the shepherds. And it occurred to me watching that is the shepherds were lowly people. They were the first people to kneel before the Lord Jesus, like in flesh. And their the encounter with the glory of God moved on these men's hearts so much. And I just want to read that real quick. Because if you're like me, you kind of read the Christmas story and you're like, oh, that's nice. You know, moving on. Let's get into Romans 8. And I love Romans 8. But there's so much goodness here. Emmanuel, God is with us. That night in a field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified. But the angel reassured them, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard. And it is for everyone everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord Yahweh." He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah. You will recognize him by this miracle sign. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a feeding trough. Then all at once a vast number of glorious angels appeared, the very armies of heaven, and they all praised God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and a good hope given to the sons of men." And when the choir of angels disappeared back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go. Let's hurry and find this word that is born in Bethlehem and see for ourselves what the Lord has revealed to us." And so they ran into the village and found their way to Mary and Joseph. And there was that baby lying in a feeding trough. And upon seeing this miraculous sign, the shepherds recounted what had just happened. Eventually, they returned to their flock ecstatic over what had happened, and they praised God and glorified him for all they had heard and seen for themselves, just like the angel had said. Let's pray real quick and settle our hearts just before the Lord. Stop this morning and recognize Jesus as God incarnate, the very expression of God, the divine image, the Messiah, the Christ child. I pray that you would give us such a grace through the knowledge of the glory of the gospel of Christ Jesus, Spirit, that we would be moved in the way that these men, the shepherds, were moved to seek after the Christ child, to love him, to set our attention, our adoration, our affection on you. We just thank you for the goodness of Jesus and just the miraculous story that is the Christmas story this year. Amen. Worship team, thank you so much. You can give it up for worship team. Announcements. Marita doesn't have any, but I think Sage may.
This is the last one. So I just wanted to let you guys know, last week there were several of us that came together, and we delivered on Thursday 100 gift cards to teachers at Chugach High School, Mirror Lake, Chugach Elementary, Eagle Academy, and Birchwood Christian School. So, and with that gift was a release of exactly what Austin was talking about this morning. So that happened. 350 bags were put together for Highland Correctional that will be released this week to them. I do need help this week. I have 20 church gifts that are going to be, I'd like to hand deliver them with different people's help. And I also have 10 gift baskets for small businesses in Eagle River and Chugach that have to be delivered. We have 3 families that we're going to deliver things to those families in need. So we're kind of finishing up all of the different things that the Lord's put on our heart, but you come up here because we have one other thing that I really need you guys to engage in.
So many of us have been working diligently, having testimonies recorded by Wes, and we're going to tie those into the Christmas story. And every day, starting tonight, we are going to release a video out on our site and on Facebook, our Facebook site. And your job is to pick that up and share it on Instagram and Facebook and what's the other one? Snapchat. Okay? I don't know if you can do Twitter because Twitter's short, right? So we all get to participate in sharing this amazing story of Jesus' birth. And it'll start with Pastor Zach's testimony tonight. And you'll get to hear some amazing stories of God's workings at the same time. So, yahoo!
We're really excited about that. So, like I said, we know over 1,000 people will be touched this Christmas season. And even beyond that, we have no idea how huge this will be. But I just want to thank you guys for your faithfulness, for your generosity, for your prayers, for giving of your time and your gifts. And know that we are sowing into something in our community and our state that we are going to see the reaping of that harvest for, I believe, generations to come. So I really am blessed by all you guys. Yes. Oh, right, we did. Thank you. 200 gift bags went to the senior center, and we've done 3 Saturdays where we have had food delivered to the fire department, and we're, next week is our 4th, which I believe has really blessed them and touched them. And also, this week, Bella Vista, Andreas actually gave us a discount because he wanted to also participate in sewing into that too. So.
Very cool. That is so neat. Thanks, Sage. Kids. Time for you to go, I think. I don't know where Sandra is, but yeah, she's back there. All right. I love you, but I'm so happy we have a break for the next 30 minutes. All right. Yeah, go as long as you want today, Zach. All right, we're going to do some semblance of greeting one another before we start with the teaching.
Bye, kids. We'll miss you.